It's time now for our press review. And it's with Leo McGuinn. And Leo, you start in the Middle East and a strong statement from the King of Jordan.
A strong statement indeed, as you can see in the Jordan Times this morning. King Abdullah saying that his country's security and sovereignty comes ahead of anything else. It comes as Jordan has been embroiled in a conflict between Israel and Iran, situated between the two. Jordan helped in shooting down Iranian rockets during that weekend's attack, although Jordan was quick to state that it was defending itself, not Israel. The London newspaper Al Arab states on its front page that the fate of Jordan itself is at stake and considers that Jordan has turned into an arena of confrontation between Israel and Iran, which raises the level of danger to its national security. The newspaper considered that the Jordanian army's interception of Iranian missiles heading towards Israel placed Jordan on a side opposing Iran. The Middle East Eye have this: Jordan facing scrutiny over Israel military ties. Jordan's involvement in intercepting the missiles bound for Israel has sparked questions about its security relationship with Israel. In a country with the highest population of Palestinian refugees, a man said that the downing of projectiles was to protect its own citizens, nothing else. But analysts say pro-Palestinian protesters could direct anger at Israel towards the country. One Israeli analyst described it as especially remarkable for a generation of Israelis who remember sheltering from attack from Jordanians. Meanwhile, another criticised the interception, labelling them as a shocking scene. Sister countries are responding not to the attack of Israeli planes, drones and missiles on Palestine, but to an attack on Israel, she said.
And Leo, you're going to cross to the UK next, where cigarettes may one day be a thing of the past. What's going on over there?
Yeah, it's on a lot of the front pages in the UK this morning. I'll show you The Mirror, for example. The cig-free generation, as they put it, it comes as MPs have backed a new bill which will see people born in 2009 or after banned from buying cigarettes. Each year, the legal age for buying cigarettes will increase by 1 year, which means an effective ban on smoking. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he wants to create the first smoke-free generation, but it's not all been smooth sailing. You can see the Telegraph headline there: leadership hopefuls defy Sunak over smoking ban. Well, I'll bring you a little bit more detail in the Financial Times. Sunak has faced a Tory backlash over the vote. 60 Conservative MPs voted against the legislation, including several ministers. The Guardian have this explainer on who opposed the bill. Kemi Badenoch, Business Secretary Kemi Badenoch, the most high profile, in fact, the only cabinet minister to vote against. She said she agreed with the policy's intentions, but argued we should not treat legally competent adults differently in this way, also citing the difficulties she thought businesses would have on enforcing the matter. Another familiar name to rebel, well, that would be former Prime Minister Liz Truss. She led oppositions to the plans, making a speech in the Commons, lashing out at virtue signalling and finger-wagging, nannying control freaks.
OK, and you're going to finish with some football. And supporters here in Paris were jubilant last night. Paris Saint-Germain, for once, did not choke. They had a huge victory in Barcelona.
They didn't choke, Oliver. Indeed, they ran out 4-1 winners in Barcelona, as you can see from the L'Equipe front page, the French daily sports newspaper. They call the team torchbearers, a reference to the upcoming Olympics, which is, of course, 100 days away today. Le Parisien also have it on their front page. They call it La Remontée. It's a reference to La Remontada, which was when Barcelona beat PSG 6-1 a few years ago in an amazing comeback. So for many, that's revenge for the PSG team. Interestingly, the Barcelona coach in that match in 2017 was Luis Enrique. The PSG coach last night, Luis Enrique. So a good full circle moment. Let's bring you some Spanish press who, unsurprisingly, have a bit more of a somber tone. This is Mundo Deportivo, which have Roja Letal, lethal red, referring to the red card Ronald Araujo was shown in the first half. Their review of their match points the finger of blame at the referee. They call PSG president Nasser Al-Khelaifi the real boss of European football. The French side said they say that the French side are one of UEFA's favourites and were spurred on by suspect refereeing. Fair to say that decision didn't go down particularly well. But for PSG, it's immaterial. They're through to the semi-finals, where they'll face Borussia Dortmund, and the dream of a very first Champions League trophy is very much still alive. And hopefully, Oliver, for them, as you say, they won't choke.
Hopefully they won't. Thank you very much, Leo.